Let's go to the Rivertown Hotline. Welcome in rookie defensive lineman out of the University of Florida, taking in the second round, Carlos Dunlap. How you doing, Carlos?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right. We'll get to all kinds of National Football League stuff in a second, but first I want to get your thoughts on your former head coach, Urban Meyer, resigning yesterday.
Oh, man. For the reasons that he said he left, I could see that happening because that was part of the reasons why I went to Florida, because of the family atmosphere. And that's one thing he always harped about was family.
When he stepped down a year ago before the bowl game, walk us through that situation. What was that like? And given that resignation that he then rescinded, were you surprised that he did it again?
This time around, last year you could tell how much of a burden it was really on him and how it was really affected him. This year, I wasn't around, so I couldn't really tell, but not really too surprised, especially, last year he did it and didn't really give a reason. This year he's given a legitimate reason. I mean, not only is it his health, but the fact that his daughter is and his kids are growing up, and he's missing out on it. And then the way in recruiting he stressed about family, I could see him doing it for those reasons. And I just respect the fact and just thank him for my years there.
Carlos, yourself and your former Florida teammate Marquise Pouncey both left school after your junior seasons to enter the NFL. I'm curious because Marquise Pouncey has made such an impact here already. What kind of leader was he at Florida?
He leads by example and performance. That's one thing we always loved about him. He doesn't just talk. He likes to talk too, but he don't just talk. He'll go out there and walk it as well. And that's one of the things we loved about him, his competitive effort.
Carlos, I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
That's all right. Could you tell in college during practices and things like that? Because guys here who have been around a long time rave about how his motor never stops. What was he like in practice? Would he just be pancaking people left and right?
Yeah, he was just a dog, man. That's what we called him and his brother. You can't catch one of them by themselves until now. And before then, if you mess with one of them, the other one's coming up behind you. It was like they spoke without saying the words. Like they had a telekinesis or whatever you want to call it.
Carlos, certainly it's been a disappointing season for the Bengals. At 1.2-1, hope was abounding, but ever since, nothing but losses. But yet, on an individual level, since missing the first five games of the year, you've really cranked it up over the last four. 4.5 sacks on the season. What was it that allowed you to flip the switch?
Lately we've been having pretty good coverage, and I never expect the quarterback to scramble outside of me. So those plays I've made, I've stressed on making myself, and I don't believe that a quarterback should be able to get outside of a defensive end. And that's one of the things I harp on, and that's one of my goals as a defensive end. Not as long as getting to the pass rush and closing the pocket on him, I don't think he should be able to get outside of you as well.
Carlos, so much speculation. Marvin's in the last year of his contract. The club has an option to bring Chad Ochocinco back next year. I doubt they're going to do that. Terrell Owens is going to be a free agent. Lots of decisions to make on this roster. Leads to a lot of discussion. But what's the locker room like? Has this team quit?
No, none of us have quit. All of us are playing for pride. And I believe that you can see that on the film as we're competing with the best of them and competing all the way to the end. We haven't been able to finish, but I think we have shown our commitment to playing for our pride and fighting. Our jobs are on the line, like you said. Some people are up on contract here. That doesn't mean they're going to get another contract somewhere else.
Carlos, are you a regular watcher of the T. Ocho show?
I did watch the actual television series. I caught pretty good of it, but seeing it in person, it's a lot different. What you always hear from the media is not the same as when you actually get to know somebody.
Well, I'm curious about that. What is the T. Ocho show like in person? What's the reality show like with having those two guys in the locker room every day?
Well, actually, they've actually helped mentor me through my situation of not playing at first. It was a struggle. I ain't going to say it was easy. I didn't like it because I'm not used to it. and it's not something I planned on getting used to, and I won't get used to. Neither is losing. We're going to get it turned around, and once we get it turned around, we're going to keep it moving.
Carlos, while you were watching football those first five games, how often did the thought of you being able to possibly being back in Gainesville, did you ever think about being back with the Florida Gators instead of in Cincinnati?
No. Once I make a decision, I stick with it. I felt like it was the best decision for me, and like my mom always said, everything happens for a reason. And it was just God-given for me to be here, and I'm taking advantage of it.
Okay, Carlos, I'm sure you saw the game between the Steelers and the Ravens.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger got his beak conked, broke his nose, bleeding all over the joint, had a broken foot, and yet he was able to scramble away from Terrell Suggs and make one of the biggest plays of the game. What's your game plan against Ben?
Well, if you break his hand, he can't throw the ball.
How are you going to do that?
Oh, no, we're just going to go after him. We're going to try to get him down to the ground. Whatever it takes to get him down to the ground, that's what we got to do. I have an obligation to put pressure and sack him, and that's what I plan on fulfilling.
Cincinnati Bengals rookie defensive lineman Carlos Dunlap with Seibel and Starkey. And, Carlos, what do you guys think of Hines Ward in that locker room? He had a famous block, I guess you could call it, on Keith Rivers a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
What's the feeling about him in there?
He's a competitor. You always bring your A game. He's going to block and he's going to pass, and he's a dog as well. He's going to compete. He's going to try to get those crackbacks. He's going to do whatever it takes for his team as well. That's what you expect. I mean, when you're playing a game like this, it's a crazy game. It's either you or him. Everybody's job's on the line. What you put on film is what everybody sees.
This Steelers offensive line's been decimated by injuries, Carlos. Do you see this as a vulnerable front right now for the Steelers?
I mean, everybody's had their injuries. I know you've heard of our share of injuries and their share of injuries. At the end of the day, we all just going to come out and play football, and they're having a better season than we are, and we definitely want to get our season turned around. So what we say is, why not start with them?
Carlos, I'm sure you're used to life on the road in the National Football League, but this is going to be different. Heinz Field's different on an NFL Sunday with all those terrible towels, not a single seat to be had. What do you expect?
I've heard a lot about it. I love competing in atmospheres like that. I just like with the fans involved, and like it kind of reminds me of LSU, the way everybody's been talking about it. And I love playing in that stadium. With the fans just help get you going. I mean, if you can't play in front of fans like those, then you don't deserve to play the game.
Hey, Carlos, it was nice talking to you. Best of luck to you this Sunday, all right?
Thank you.